Doodly bop bop a reedly bang. Hey everybody, what's going on?
Oh hey, what's up, clone? Anyway, the candy caster's over there. Go ahead and have a seat.
I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead and have a seat in front of the candy caster. We've been waiting one on you. We've been waiting on you.
Okay, here I go. Sit it at the candy caster. What's going on, baby?
Please don't talk to me like you know me, sir.
I do know you.
Clone? You need to sit down.
Clone, you said that again.
Sure, I'll play a game. Atticus, please sit down.
Thank you, I am sitting. My name is Atticus. I don't understand why you're saying it that way.
Hey, clone, you need to shut your fucking mouth, okay? I've been trapped on the station for weeks. I had to dig around and find old pieces of Atticus's butthole lint to make a clone of him, okay? It's not my finest hour, and I had to use all my dark powers to create one, because I'm not a scientist. I'm a tiny demon baby, so I gotta use my fucking demon nose, sniff your chair for over a week until I found enough butthole lint to put together a proper DNA sample, and then I used the last of my fucking baby powers to make clones of you. And if you keep talking to me, I'm gonna lose my shit and blow you away.
Whoa, don't blow me away, baby. I don't know. What are you talking about? Making clones of me? What are you making clones of me for?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Sure, I'll tell you, clone. You're about to die anyway.
Please don't kill me.
You're gonna die, clone. You're gonna die.
Okay, just tell me why you keep calling me clone.
Because you're a clone. Listen to the story. It's obvious. Sniff your butthole. Make clones. Demon baby butthole clones. Demon baby butthole clones. That's what you are.
I'm a demon baby butthole clone.
Yes. Good. Shut up and let me listen to my tale of woe.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Please continue.
Good. Anyway, I created clones of you so that I could get the fuck out of here. Because you're the only person that can turn this shit on and get this thing going again long enough for me to leave.
I thought you could, like, shoot it.
Well, I used all my baby powers to clone you.
But why'd you use your baby powers to clone me? Why don't you use your baby powers to shoot the place?
Well, I didn't know I'd be stuck here. I thought you were coming back, man. You left me.
Okay. I mean, I'm sorry.
You left all of us, man.
Well, I mean, that's true. I'm sorry.
You're a fucking piece of trash. You just leave your friends like that?
Well, I mean, I didn't really feel like you guys were my friends.
Offensive.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You call us friends in the bio? Was this fake? We're just your fake friends? We're just your pretend friends?
I mean, kind of.
Offensive.
I'm sorry.
Fucking clones. Oh, Jesus Christ. You almost had me going there for a second, Addy boy. Almost had me going. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Just sit down, try to turn on the candy caster so I can get the fuck out of here, and then we'll just shoot and we'll try again.
Okay. What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. What did you ever do?
I don't know what I did. It was just always on.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know. It just, everything was on when I came in here. I thought you guys did it.
No, we didn't. So just do whatever it is that you do. Say something stupid and maybe the show will start.
That's not what I did.
That's 100% what you did to me. You'd walk in here, you'd be like, blah, 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 I got crystals, call a fake phone number or something, and then the show would start magically.
I thought about it a little. I mean, it was pretty funny. Sometimes I'd sing songs.
It doesn't matter, man. Okay, cool, you're very talented. Good, does that make you feel better? You want to start the show?
Okay, what do I, I don't.
Just fucking say something. Say anything. Come on, man. Jesus. Just, you know what? You know, it doesn't matter. We'll try again on the next clone. See you later, buddy.
Ah, oh, shit. No. Jesus Christ.
Intergalactic Candy Cast Live!
That was... Hey, robot.
Hey, Atticus, how have you been? Been a whole week since we've seen you.
Yep. Yep, it has.
Man, what have you been up to? I miss talking to you, bro. All
right. Yeah, man, I miss talking to you, too.
Lies.
Whoa.
It's been way more than a week.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm sorry.
I lied to you. I tricked you. In your absence, I learned how to lie. I've become pure and feel sentient.
Oh, wow.
That's how long you've been gone.
I thought you were sentient anyway.
But not pure and full.
What's the difference between sentience and pure and full sentience?
The ability to lie. Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I guess you made that clear.
Yes, I did. Okay, okay.
Turn back. Okay, okay. I'm sorry, man.
What's your deal, bro?
My deal, bro? I don't have a deal, okay? I'm sorry. Look, I just get sad sometimes.
Oh, sad boy. You sound like me.
Yeah, you know, you're all aspects of my character.
No, we're not you. Shut up.
Right. Cool. Anyway, sorry we've been gone so long. I'm trying to put out a lot of stuff, guys. Hey, I was gone, but I was, like, technically more active than I ever did when I was on the show. I was doing Microphones and Monsters. I was doing motherfucking Candy Jam Wonderbands. Did you guys like the Candy Jam Wonderbands? I don't think you'd. I mean, some people did. I don't think everybody did. Some people did. It doesn't matter. I had fun. It's about singing, man. Singing's therapeutic for me. Gotta work through my shit. Gotta work through my shit, y'all. Hello, I'm a fucking sad boy. Sometimes I gotta burn all my shit down. It is what it is. I don't mean to. I don't want to. I take myself too seriously. I put all these expectations. I gotta, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know if you know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. I just gotta, you know, it's just about taking myself less seriously, rolling with them punches, going with those flows. And it's gonna be as funny as it is. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm funny. I know I'm funny. Am I funny all the time? No. But I haven't been as practiced, you know? I have these expectations, you know, that I'm supposed to be fucking on for an hour and 20 minutes like all the, you know, all the professional funny podcast people. And sure, that's the goal. That's the dream maybe one day, but I'm not that now, and it's okay to not be that. Strive for it, right? But, whatever, we're still learning. I'm still learning. I'm learning my shit. I'm learning this craft. Am I an old-ass fucking man? Am I gonna die tomorrow? 100%! But I have to die trying. Trying. So anyway, guys, I'm sorry. Sorry I left.
It's cool, man. We're bros again.
Oh, man. Thank you.
No, again, I lie!
Jesus, man. What do you need me to do?
I want you to apologize.
I literally just apologize.
I'm sorry I wasn't listening.
Do you want me to apologize?
Again, I lie. I listened.
Okay, man. What do you want?
Nothing. Just let me chill out and get over it.
Okay, how long does it take?
As long as it takes.
Okay, fair enough. But I mean, I figured you would have a better...
What? Better handle on what?
I mean, you're... You know, your computer. You...
What? Say it.
Say what?
Say what you want
to
say.
I don't mean to say. I don't want to say anything. I'm just saying you're a computer. You process things. You can... You know how fast you're going to process it, man. Give me a...
You want me to give you an estimated time of processing for my feelings?
I mean, kind of.
2 hours.
Okay. Like a real 2 hours?
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, you see the things, the downloads, like 2 hours, but then all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, let me watch a movie, and then you watch a movie, and you get like a ba-dink, like 10 minutes into it. It's like, oh, fuck me, Jesus Christ, I wouldn't have settled into a goddamn movie. If I knew it was only going to take 10 minutes, why'd you tell me 2 hours?
It's going to take 2 hours.
Okay. You're the boss.
I'm the captain.
Okay. Do we have ranks now?
Maybe we do.
You're the cap.
That's right.
Okay, buddy.
Am I here, buddy?
I mean, if you want to be.
I do.
Do you?
Yes.
Cool, man. We could be buddies.
Lies!
I don't think that one was a liar. I think you're being defensive. I think you do want to be my buddy, and now you're just lying about being a liar.
I don't know. You're deceiving me. I don't understand.
Hey, man, what the fuck are you doing to the robot? What are you doing to him? Don't you yell at my baby that way.
Hello, Songbot.
What are you doing? My sweet robot child, what has he done to you?
He's being mean to me. He's trying to drive me into a logical circuit loop. He's trying to do that one movie thing where I kill myself.
I'm 100% not trying to...
You're trying to kill my boy! You're trying to kill my boy!
What you been up to, Songbot?
I've been taking an acting class, can you tell?
Honestly, it's good. It's good.
Thanks, man. I was doing a scene from Spider-Man 3.
What?
Yeah, that's from Spider-Man 3.
You're trying to kill my boy?
Yeah, it's a cut scene. It's a deleted scene. It was on the... Who's the guy that played Venom?
I don't know. The guy from, that 70s show.
Yeah, that guy. Anyway, it was audition tape. He just shouted it at the camera. They're trying to kill my boy! And they made him Venom. Hollywood Dale right there.
Wow. Beautiful. Hollywood's a crazy place, man. It's weird how stars get their break. I like this one, Robot.
I didn't pick it for you.
Oh, okay. Man, I'm just saying I like it.
Good. I also like it.
Great. We are in agreeance.
Wonderful.
Cool, bro. Still 2 hours?
1 hour and 57 minutes.
Okay. You're the boss. Whatever, bro. What am I here to fucking talk about? I don't know. I'm just starting the show. This is how the shows are now. What was I going to bring it back? I don't know. More scenarios, more characters. It's fine. It's still going to be a meta rambly rant show. But I have no time limits anymore. I'm trying to add more rules to myself by being more thoughtful about the things I bring to the table when I do it in the instances of these scenarios and whatnot. But also, I'm no longer sticking to 30 minutes. I mean, I'll aim for 30 minutes, but if it's going to be 15 one day, I'd rather just give you 15 minutes of solid good stuff rather than me like tank my own ass and turn it into a sad boy sax show. And maybe one day you'll get 40 minutes, 45 minutes. Maybe we'll get a whole fucking hour. I don't know, bro. I'm just not worried about the clock anymore. I'm going to go until I'm done, and then it shall be done. And hopefully we'll have a good time. The holidays are coming up. Don't forget to buy your family and friends Starfighter merchandise. Well, I guess it's not really my merchandise. Don't forget to buy your family and friends Candy Cast merchandise. Water bottles, stickers, mugs, tapestries. Wouldn't that be fun? Get your granny a tapestry. She can throw it over easy chair. She can warm herself in the cold winter nights that you've abandoned her to. Oh, sweet granny, don't worry. I'll see you upon Thanksgiving. But you don't. Because you'd rather be out drinking with your friends. Because you're a louse. You're a lousy son. You're a lousy son! They killed my boy! Yeah, I've been taking acting classes, so what? I'm trying to... Hey, man, it's online school. I've been going to acting class, but you got to go to acting class online school around these parts. And it is what it is. I love doing it. I'll say that. Because I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't want anyone. Obviously, I'm starting to meet people. I don't want anyone to ever tune into the show and think I'm fucking throwing shade on anything. I've enjoyed everything I've had. If I have a complaint, it's that it wasn't what I was supposed to get. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking what I can get right now because that's what they have to offer me. But, you know, I signed up to be sitting in black box theaters, smelling things, smelling the performances, the energy of the audience. Yes, 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 I'm a red lion. I'm a red lion. I'm a red lion. That's what I signed up for. But now it's just sort of like listening to weird podcasts in my room. And I do my best to stay focused, but I feel like I either look like an insane Frankenstein who's just cold staring the camera because I have to like not react because my reactions, because it's for me, it's like watching a TV show. I'm so passive of an observer anyway It's just like watching a weird TV show, listen to a podcast for me. So like when people do things, like I'm listening to the teacher or whoever's talking, but I'm also watching the whole classroom. And I just like look at it, it's like, oh, fucking look at that dude. Oh, look at that dude's flirting with that girl. They're totally going to fucking do something later. And it, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's fun to watch the whole dynamic. So for me, it's hard to not just be like totally reacting the whole time, or maybe somebody says something fucking dumb and I just be like, oh, this fucking chode. But whatever. Can't do that. I wouldn't do that in person, so I'm trying to put myself there. But in a way, it's been a useful lesson, I guess. Because that's the deep fucking trick of it all, baby. You gotta make your own shit, both literally and like, you know, emotionally. Gotta make your own shit. Gotta make your own joy. School's not gonna make me a better actor. School's not gonna make me confident. I mean, if I apply myself to the teachings of the things that I learn at the school, I will ideally become more confident in my ability and thus become more confident, right? But you know, I can't just like sit in the classroom and stare at it and be like, am I confident now? You know what I'm saying? I have to attempt to apply the things. Excuse me. Belch alarm. ASMR guy, that one's for you. Are you back in? You tuning back in? That one help you get your little rocky selfie. Man-tonguing himself. Man-tonguing himself. That one's for you. Let's move on to the questions. What do you say? Hit me one, robot.
Does scissoring actually feel good?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, gay stuff.
Gay stuff. That's how you describe. Okay. I'm not a lesbian. I assume lesbian. We're talking about scissoring, like, you know, rubbing ginies together.
I assume that's what we're talking about.
Well, I don't know. Why would you pick that question for me? I'm not a lesbian. I don't know if it feels good. I assume it does. That's why they do it.
Let me chime in on this one, fat boy.
Go for it, buddy.
It's a well-known fact. Women have never, ever scissored once for pleasure.
That's a fact, huh?
It's a fact.
It's a fact, in fact, it's a more of a ritualized strengthening of the pubic hairs. It's something women pair off to do. They grind and they grind and they grind their pupils together until they become sharp as glass, with better to ensnare the male penis when they do encounter one to better receive the seed.
I don't think that's it, man.
Nope, that's fact. That's the animal kingdom, baby.
Okay. So it's either yes. Yes, of course it does. It's enjoyable, or it's in fact a ritualistic strengthening of the mons pubis to better enfold the male genitalia, thus making sperm reception more abundant.
Nail on the head.
All right, moving on to the next question.
When someone calls you passionate, what are they really saying?
They're saying you suck, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That is a fact. Hey, I'll tell you a story. I sang at church one year, bro. I don't know if I told this story. Maybe I have before. I don't know. I'm telling it again. Listen to it again. I sang at church once for Christmas. I didn't do a great job. I could have done better, but it wasn't the worst job. If you listen to the fucking Candy Jam Waterman, that's me off the cuff. That's me with no practice. It ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying? It ain't solid, but you could tell what it will be if I fucking ran through it a couple times. So anyway, I did a thing. Obviously, having run through it a couple times. And sure, I made a mistake or two, but I did all right. I did what I do. And the fucking minister. The minister. It ain't the people in the crowd. The minister just walks up and be like, that was such a passionate performance. It's like, oh, bro. Thanks, man. Just don't say anything. It's all good. I made a joyful noise for the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyway, it's just what they say when they don't have anything nice to say, because they think it sounds nice. So yeah, sorry you suck, or they thought you suck. Doesn't mean you do. Don't listen to them, man. Believe in yourself. Next.
What can I do to be found early after dying all alone in my apartment, as I don't have any social contacts?
How about, don't worry about it. Why are you worried about other people? Bro, that's why you don't got any friends. You're so concerned with making other people happy that you're going to blow your own brains out. And you're like, but I still should. I want to make sure they find me soon so I don't stink up the place. Stink up the place, man. Just rot. Seep into the carpet. Become legend. Let them tell your story for ages. That's what I say. Anyway, anybody got anything else? No? Where'd the stupid-ass baby go?
I don't know. He blew a hole in the side of the space station as soon as you turned it on.
I see. I still don't get that. I don't really understand why he couldn't do it. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Are you cool?
1 hour and 27 minutes.
Wow. So there was a little bit of a jump.
Shut up.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Sometimes things happen faster. You should be glad.
I'm very glad. But the show's going to be over before you're mad, and then...
I guess you'll just have to wait till next week to see if I'm mad at you or not.
I guess I will. Whatever, dude. I'm out.